Good evening. So I mentioned before that I get these very interesting emails now from the Kol Laharon Yerushalayim, which is the Rosh Yeshiva there is Rav Yaakov Aaron Schatzlis. And he had another very interesting shalom this week. The shalom is as follows, and actually it's particularly interesting because I heard a related shalom, which I'll share with you as well, that basically someone emailed him and said the following. They were at the Kotel, and as we know, in the Kotel wall, so there grows out of the Kotel, moss and leaves and trees and all kinds of things. So a bird was flying by the Kotel, and it clipped one of the, a leaf off of the Kotel, and it fell into his talus bag. So the guy fell, it's like a big a simen. It was like a very hush of a skula, whatever. So he wanted to know, can he keep the leaf? It's like it's chashiv. He wants to keep it. And then he thought maybe he's not allowed. Why? Because it came off the kotel. It's like part of the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe it's like a shail of Me'ilah. He's not allowed to keep it or not. So there's a Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Ches that says that if a Beis HaKnesses, if a shul is destroyed and there's weeds growing from the shul, you're not supposed to cut the weeds away. Why not? You think that you should. The answer is because by people seeing weeds growing from that shul, well, how do they feel? They feel it's embarrassing. They feel terrible. And what does it do? It inspires them actually to rebuild it. All right? So therefore, you're not supposed to cut the weeds away from a shul that's been destroyed because it actually inspires people to rebuild it. A similar conversation is about that came up in the past is whether a person can. This shalom was asked of Moshe. And this is in the days when people were new to go to the kotels. Like late 1960s, early 1970s, people would go to the kotel, and not a lot of people had gone to the kotels. They wanted to bring back memorabilia from the kotel. So what did they want to do? Chisel off a little piece of the kotel and bring it home. Can you imagine? Bring it home. It's inspiring, right? So a similar shayla. So Moshe wrote that he thought that was forbidden to do. Why? Because the pasuk says by Avodah Zarah, Losas, that you're supposed to destroy Avodah Zarah, right? As Mizbechosam Tito Tzu, you should destroy them. Losas Unkin Lashem Lokicham. Don't do that to Hashem. Meaning, you can't break off a piece of Mizbeach. And Moshe thought, same thing, you can't break off a piece of the Kotel. That would not be permissible. Another shot that came up in the Kobes Shuvos is it permissible to clean the stones of the Kotel? Meaning, maybe you should leave them not cleaned. The same reason, to make it look like a little set, right? That's still destroyed and it's still dirty, and it inspires us to want to allow it to be rebuilt. So the Kovach Shuvos assume that you should leave it that way. You should not clean the walls of the Kotel. That's separate from the question of they clean the notes out of the Kotel, right? You know that they do that. Sorry, right? They don't leave them all there. They take them out. To leave room for more people to put notes in the Kotel. Sorry, but if you didn't know that, then I just spoil it for you. But when it comes to this question of this leaf, he says he thinks there's room to be meka. Why? Because the Jewish Mishnah Halachos writes that plants whose roots would cause the stones of the Kotel to be pulled out, right? Eventually, as we know, in the sidewalks of Tinek, right? When you leave roots there and they don't get trimmed, what happens? They pull out even stones, even cement. So if you don't trim the roots of the Kotel, it could actually cause them to come out. And therefore, they thought it was permissible to trim them because there you're actually preserving it and allowing it to stay. And therefore, he said, so in this situation, since you'd be permissible to trim them for that reason, if it happens to come out, see, one that drops in your bag, you don't have to put it in Geniza. It's okay, you can hold on to it. Whether it should be used as a schooler or not is a whole different shayla. If that's a good idea or a bad idea. But at least in terms of that shayla, so to take off a piece of the kotel, don't try that one. That's not a good idea. But if a piece of the leaf would fall in, so that's permissible to keep. Obviously, the shayla is probably not relevant for most of us in terms of the halach itself. However, it is very relevant in terms of our recognition and appreciation of the Kedushas HaMikdash that still exists to this very day, right? In that sense of the fact that the Makom HaMikdash still retains the Kedusha shayla. So we're going on the Makom HaMikdash we've talked about in the past, but even just the shayla of touching the stones of the Kotel, of taking off a piece, or even all the shalas remain relevant because that area is still the Makom HaMikdash, and Be'ezus Hashem in the future will be the Makom HaMikdash once.